Yeah, we were starting very well. We had a kickstart and an early goal and an early second goal, which conditioned the game, enormously, I think. And if you saw the team likes to play football, and that's what they did. And we were well organized, and that's why we tried to get the decision as soon as possible in this game. And happily, it worked out.
And an early third goal as well. It was a breakneck start from Chelsea. Yeah. Was that what you wanted today? Get out and get at Newcastle?
Yeah, as soon as possible. And on top of that, I like when a team is defending forwardly and not dropping back and waiting until the opponent makes the error. But we like them to force their errors, and that's what we did, and that's why we had an early score.
Ruthless in front of goal and off the ball as well. Is it great to see that ruthlessness finally coming through here with Chelsea?
Yeah, I think that's important. If you have the chances, we have the quality, the players are in a good shape to finish it off.
Diego Costa keeps on scoring as well. Great to have him in this rich vein of form at this point in the season too.
Yeah, there was a little bit doubt because on 2 days ago he had this little collision with one of the players. And then his nose was broken, but he desperately wanted to play today. And that's why he did a journey and got his mask. And he desperately wanted to play today. And that's a very good attitude, I think.
There was no chance he was going to be missing out on this one at all, then?
No, he was desperate to play. So I'm happy with his attitude, yes.
You've had key performances today from some key players as well that we haven't seen perhaps the best of earlier this season. Matic, Pedro, Fabregas as well, almost coming to their peak this afternoon.
Yeah, I think they enjoyed playing, but what I like very much is that they are very responsible in doing their job, and their job is mainly when you are a good player, a big player, then you have the quality to play, but they are now having the feeling that they must be responsible, and they are, and that's what I like very much.
Newcastle kept on testing you after the half-time break, for instance. They started to get at Chelsea. Was that good as a test to keep concentration in this game?
Yeah, that's what the only thing I didn't like. It might be a bit strange. Was in the ultimate minute to the goal. We were sloppy in the possession, and we didn't defend well backwards. So that's the only thing I say. Hey, we must not go into this attitude in the last minute. But we must be critical even on that.
Two big games coming up in the week against PSG and, of course, Manchester City next weekend as well. John Terry picking up a knock. Is there any worries at all, or was this the perfect test for those two games?
No, I think, generally spoken, I think 2 days recovery is, with the intensity of the Premier League, is not enough. It's not enough for the whole team to recover, all the teams. That's something, I think, an issue for near future. But besides that, I think John has a bit of a problem, and we'll see tomorrow the seriousness of it.
What exact problem is that?
A little bit muscular problem.
And just finally, good to get some of the youngsters some more experience as well at top level football.
Yeah, that's good. That's one of the strategies to try to get young players like Traore did, and I think it's his first Premier League goal. He did well, and later on, Loftus-Cheek came in, and it's good to have them get these experiences.